Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Pharrell Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers, come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh yes, this is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Yeah, it's a new week, brand new week. We got my near and dear co-host, Will Turbot, the new man Truth. How you doing, Will?
Oh, you get two big old fake mics up, man. I was, you know, good and bad. Best of times, worst of times, I guess you could say, you know? We got, and I was going to wait. And we might have him on the show tomorrow. I asked, but pretty boy, Criston T. Harris from the Run Their Lives. Oh man, he's too good for us now. He was on the show, he was a friend of the show. We used to hang out. We used to go to activism together. That was the good old days before he got famous off Kyle Rittenhouse. He's like, oh yeah, I'll give you guys an interview. Oh, I'll give you guys an interview tomorrow. I'll give you guys an interview. Oh, just kidding. Sorry, can't give you an interview because I'm over here with the BBC, and I'm not talking about the broadcasting. No, just kidding. This guy's out here. He's too famous for us. It's good to see that he's made some waves. And so he messaged me the other day. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be – my birthday's coming up. Da, da, da. Oh, I want to get my friends together for this and that. I'm like, okay, whatever. Because I was initially supposed to go to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial too. But I had to find a job and work, and so can't. So I was going to try to do it, can't. So he's there now at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And I was like, yo, let me get you on tonight, player. He was like, oh, maybe tomorrow. I might be able to do it tomorrow. So we've got front row seats to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and so hopefully we'll get him on. Hopefully he'll lower his ego and come on the show with us, because between the Ghislaine Maxwell, the Omicron, moronic virus, and fake Mike Real News down, man, we got to not as happy as I should be.
Well, you know, I did speak with Kristen last week, and I was like, hey, where you at? Where you been? You said you're going to come on. You're going to come on. You set a date with me, like every day now. He did say he was going to be busy with the Ghislaine Maxwell situation as well. So it's like, okay, well, you know what? You come on when you want to come on. It's funny because he's been in some places, and you know, he's done these whole, you know, rallies and marches, you know, had him on the show update us with what's going on. You know, even when he ran for president, you know, he's coming on, we're talking about the Transhumanism Party, and, you know, but now, the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing, you know, we could call and talk to him about it, but our listeners are just unfortunately left out of the loop.
I get it. He's like, well, I'm going to be up. He's like, well, I'm going to be up late, and your show's late, and I'm going to be up super early. Hey, welcome to the revolution, bucko. I bet you were staying up late for BBC. I don't know. But, so Chris Don's the man, so hopefully we get some insight. And so I messaged him again, because I talked to him today before the show. And I was like, yo, how is it? Because he was like, oh, I'm on my way there now. Well, I was on my break at work. And he's like, all right, word. And then I just messaged him a little while ago. I'm like, yo, is that really her in trial? Is she there? Like, apparently he's there, but can only have a pad and pen, which is a whole nother story, right? That's against the First Amendment. You know, like, courts are supposed to be open court. You can't limit the technology of freedom of press. Right, so right. That's unfortunate. And we do have the main pimp, Theo, here, too, I believe. Theo, you here, Blair?
I am, man. I'm right here. How are you guys doing?
Well,
you are one busy man there, Theo. Wow, you know, and I want to... Theo, I'm trying to get you some help. We're trying to get all put together here because we got some major stuff coming up here. We need to launch. Guys, we need to get in a much bigger, better position. You know, the places are being made. We just got to sit our butts on those places and start doing our things from our Mount Olympus. That's just what we call it. We're gonna create a pantheon of some people who like to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Yeah.
You know, they say, oh, you can't be a true journalist if you're creating the news. You can't be, you're just supposed to report it. No, I'm doing my best to be an activist and change what I can in the world for the better. Yes, I'm going to be talking to UN people. Yes, I'm going to be talking to a lot. I'm going to be making as many waves in the kiddie pool as I can, you know, till the lifeguard wants to come at me. Then we'll see who can swim better. So, I'm glad you're here today with us. And I really want to know. I gotta know. What is up with our auditing friends around the world? Because I really want this show to be a platform for my auditors. We gotta get this thing rolling.
Well, let me say something about this too while we're talking about pet peeves. I'm not gonna give him his name. I'm not gonna give the name. I would give the name. I would, but I'll tell you why I won't. But there's an individual who, and I don't mind this. There's a few channels out there that they're just bootlickers. And all they do is, I could come up with a new way to save cancer, save people from cancer. I could end world hunger. And these people would still do a video about me, about how I'm stupid and bad and wrong. And they're bootlickers, and they like to say, oh, well, he's bothering the cops, and oh, well, he's such a bad person. They hate auditors. They're anti-auditors. We got them in the UK. We got them everywhere. They're alive and well here. There's a new guy. Well, I don't know if he's new or not, but I always know when someone's done a video about me, because I'll get more hateful comments on my YouTube channel than usual. Like when I get a few, three or four in a day, I know, okay, someone's done a video on me, and these people are so butthurt, they're coming over here. So one of them left me a message saying, oh yeah, this guy, this guy's name, he totally owned you and he was wrecking you. I was like, okay, cool. So I went and looked up the person, and they got a video of me. I didn't watch the video because it was the video where I got arrested a few Sundays ago in Boston. And so I'm thinking to myself, yeah, they're just going to hate on me. I've watched a million of these videos where they hate on me. And so I was like, whatever. I was just kind of going to let it slide. And then I'm like, whatever. So this guy, then he makes another post about me and then a story about me. And I'm like, all right, dog. So I comment on the story. I comment on a couple of videos. Hey, thank you for... thank you for getting me some new subscribers and more viewers on my historic interviews and confrontations. I challenge you to a debate on my syndicated radio show or my YouTube channel. Nothing. And these people all, and they're deleting, it's actually, I woke up, they deleted one of my comments. And these people are making content off me, getting paid off me. Well, I'm not getting paid. They're getting paid off my content. I'm not getting paid, which I'm actually fine with. But they don't have the nads to even respond to a debate, and they're over here trashing me. They're making now they're hiding from me. So the auditing community, I'll say that to say this: the auditing community, and I want Theo's take on this here. it's barely a community. Honestly, a lot of the people in the auditing community, they got their own stuff to do, and they got their own things to do. And then we got all the haters out there, but the which is fine. You expect people to have a lot to do, and you expect there to be haters. But maybe, Theo, you could comment on this. It seems like there's a lot of, like, drama in the auditing community. What do you think, Theo?
I think it's by design. I mean, sure, you have these few mentally deranged people who go out their way to got nothing better to do. But then I believe it's more than that. I believe it's actual. It's the pushback, especially over here in the UK. I believe it's butthurt, angry public officials, law enforcement, who are pushing back on the auditing community. They want to create that discord, that division, that drama to try and destroy the community. I mean, that's my tin pot hat theory.
Well, I think there's something to that. I can't speak for individuals in specific cases, but what happens...
I can give you an example why I believe so. You got the incident with a young auditing Wales, which was at the South Wales Police Force, and then a little while later, one of the bigger auditors in the auditing community in the UK was goaded into an argument and lured into South Wales, where they fitted him up with a BS. Sentence for a BS crime, and they gave him 12 weeks in prison just to, just to punish him, just to teach him a lesson, and to deal a blow to the auditing community, and you can see it now. While the guy is away, the trolls, they're continuing every day with all their dramas and all their accusations, making out as if, I mean, the guy is not able to defend himself. So while he's not able to, retort, they're just saying whatever they're saying. They're just spreading even more lies and creating even more problems. It's just one of those. I mean, it's rife right now. I mean, I'm kind of going off it. I don't even watch the lives anymore. Just watching them tear into each other, it's just...
And that's the thing, it's like, I'm seeing more people going live, just talking about not much, and I'm like...
Yeah, that really
gets me. there's some interesting things in the world that we could be talking about now.
And some of these lives, they've got like 100, 200 viewers, and I'm like, whoa, you know, why isn't Will, you know, with one of his interviews, his explosive interviews, getting these sort of viewers, you know?
Just, yeah, it's, you got certain people, I don't want to say their names, but you definitely, you got certain people with a fifth or less subscribers than me. They go live all the time. They'll have 100, 200, 300 people watching, and they'll just be like, oh, what's up, mate? Hey, what's up? How you doing? Oh, der, 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 der. I'll be interviewing the inventor of email. I'll be interviewing somebody super dope, and we got, oh, can we get it to 20, guys? Can we please get it to 20? I'm like, what the hell? And, you know, it's okay to shoot the stuff and talk about stuff, but it's just, We got big things to deal with here. We don't have time to gossip. You know, with this whole new damn variant, oh my God, dude, like, you know what's really interesting? Really interesting is, so there are two people who I work with who both got the vaccine. And one of them said to me, the day after Thanksgiving, you know, I'm really, really sick of this. They announced this new variant. Can't they just, like, give us a day? Can't they just let us live? Like they were just starting to get it. And then later that day, I had another person who also got the vaccine was like, yeah, we got this. Well, we're going through a cash shortage, you know. And that's interesting because, you know, it's funny because that's what the conspiracy theory people were saying all along. You know, there's going to be a cash shortage. We're going to do this and that. So it's like slowly but surely, I think some of the normies are waking up. I don't know. But it's our job to accelerate that and to get them there, not be gossiping.
Yep, that's very important. For sure. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, yeah, the control of information, because people can't talk about what they want to talk about. The only way you can talk about anything is to talk about what the establishment wants you to talk about, you know? So, if you have a different opinion, well, of course, you're going to get that 30-day ban from the Nazis at Facebook, which is why our show is sponsored by TelbyTalk.com, the free and open social network where you can voice your opinions without fear of any kind of censorship, retaliation, or any kind of admonishment. Because it's all about we the people. And we need to get to talking. Yeah, I don't care what your opinions are. But I do care that you have the right to express those opinions. And that is what America was founded upon. And that is what we are going to continue upon. I know we're going to take a quick commercial break here, guys. I know our producer's been really overworked lately. I want to give him an opportunity or bathroom break or anything like that. So, Mike, you can take us out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alright, soaping this pig, Lincoln, till it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dove in the ditch, broke in the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom note for the kids. I'ma go for your mids, hit the body blow for your ribs. But you clutching your stomach and falling all over your... I know where you live, your girl sold me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence. Under incense, investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms through his rooms. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms jabbed in their wombs. Split the carpet and robs to mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and monkey to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With a $100 jumper, smothered in southern comfort. Got my Slim Shady sticker on your mother's bumper. She came home. Alright, soaping this pig. Soaping.
Yeah. Choking fibs. I don't know. I really like that one. Yeah, we're back. We're back in break, guys. And I want to say that I am so glad to be doing a show here. Got Theo here on the line. Got Will here. And I just got to know how you guys feeling about what is going on with Biden? Because we don't talk about Biden or these corrupt feds at the NSA enough on this program. We get complaints all the time. We don't talk about them enough. I mean, we got Joe Biden here. I really hope, I swear to God, Kyle Rittenhouse sues him so badly that becoming president and being corrupt is just make it to where he comes out in the negative. after his presidency. Because, you know, he's getting paid like any corrupt politician, getting money in his pockets here and there, stealing money from the public. And, you know, because I was asked the other day, Obama's buying a piece of property for $80 million. Obama didn't have $80 million before he was president. How is he now an $80 million an heir, whatever? I don't know, but I'm hoping Rittenhouse sues him for millions that will keep him in debt for the rest of his sorry, sorry, useless life. What you guys think about that?
You know, I was watching that clip when he pardoned the turkey the day on Thanksgiving. And I was thinking, I bet you any money he's going to be eating that turkey by the end of the evening. That's kind of a guarantee, isn't it? You know, I pardon you, and then while he's eating him later. Yeah.
Just
get that thought out of my head.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. What about you, Will?
Yeah, it's really super crazy what Biden's up to. I mean, you got the new variant. He's saying the new. It's that's like the biggest thing, right? The new variant. He can comment on Kyle Rittenhouse, but he can't comment on Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell trial going on. I mean, at least Donald Trump had the courtesy to say, I wish her well. But this guy is running the country, just when you think things can't get any worse, you got Joe Biden running things, and nobody's calling him out on anything. And yeah, how do these guys get all this money? How do they get all this money? How does Joe Biden have that money? How does Obama have that money? First of all, not only how do you have that money, but you're buying, you told us Americans about climate change and how the sea levels are going to rise and all the coastal places are going to be flooded, but you have a house on Martha's Vineyard. So if you really believe that the sea levels are going to rise, you wouldn't have a house on the water on Martha's Vineyard. And if you really believed in coronavirus, and masking and vaccinations, then you wouldn't have had Obama's birthday party celebration on Martha's Vineyard with a bunch of maskless, non-socially distant celebrities. The hypocrisy is so annoying, dog. It's so annoying. These people can do whatever they want. Biden takes off his mask to cough on somebody. Not only is he not social distancing, he's still groping kids. Just last week, he was groping another kid. Did you guys see that one where he's like, I'd like to see you after this, and I can show you something?
Nobody in his camp, none of his handlers, none of his PR people around him can stop him from diddling. I'd see, we need to call him... We need to give him a new name. Let's call him B. Diddy. He wants to diddle kids all day. Let's put him on Epstein's Island. Let's put some little animatronic robots. He won't know the difference. I don't think in his mind where how far gone his mind is. Just spray some stuff in the hair so he can sniff it.
Well, you know what, B? That's what they do to us, right? They make us play Survivor, right? They make us watch, like, Hunger Games and all this. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the prison industrial complex, but maybe that's what we should do to these people. We should, once they've been properly adjudicated by a jury of their peers, maybe we rename Epstein Island Survivor Island. Maybe we... we have them do their own type of Hunger Games up on Epstein Island. That's what we can use that for. I mean, it's really like these people spend years. They spend years scolding us, coronavirus, global warming, everything, and then they go out and do the same, the opposite of what they're preaching.
Exactly.
You just send them to Afghanistan, where they could do the most good.
That, and the thing is, nobody's holding them accountable. They can literally do whatever they want. I mean, out in the UK, homeboy was like, you guys gotta all stay in your house. You can't go visit anybody. That guy goes bone somebody and visit somebody, right? The guy in Australia, mask. You can't bring KFC in from another town or you get arrested. He's walking around outside without a mask on. And not even one person in the media calls him up. Hey, you know, why don't you wear a mask? Hey, Obama, maybe you should have a party. Maybe you shouldn't have a party. Nope. The media has no balls. They're not doing anything. Like, that's the reason why me, V, and Theo do this is because ain't nobody else doing bare minimum. Like, literally, the entire country has been shut down. The entire world has been shut down for about 2 years. Now we're trying to pull more studs. And so we're like, all right, I guess we won't worship our gods anymore. I guess we'll just stay at home and lose everything. And meanwhile, the journalists, these people are doing the exact opposite thing and saying, I haven't seen one reporter ask Obama, hey, why did you have a huge birthday party when you told everyone to stay at home and mask? And not only did you have a big birthday party, but nobody masked or social distance. Don't you feel that people might see that as, like, not one person asks these people, man. It's very frustrating that me, I have to be a part of this. I have to help do my part here because the people that get all this money, they're not doing it. They're enabling.
Well, you know, I really gotta, it blows me away. It really blows me away of how much, we got so much to talk about, and I can't even get to the list. It won't even refresh for me. Okay, hold on, guys. The first thing I really wanted to get to, and I by the way, the synchronicity last episode, freaking amazing. But speaking of liars, and I know you guys hate Jen Psaki. I'm absolutely infatuated with her. I just, you know, it's something about the habitual liar that fascinates me. I grew up with sociopaths.
Let's go back to your note.
The habitual lie tellers, you know, they're always crossing over that line with another lie. I feel bad for her a little bit because she's just, she can't even have the facial expressions. I don't want to go into a Christopher Walken rant here, but they're you know, the pantomimes. There's these things that you can see in a person when they lie. They have the mannerisms, the tics. Okay, I've learned all of Jen Psaki's. I you can put her in a room with me, and I can interrogate the hell out of her. And decisively, 100%, be able to derive facts from fiction, fact from BS, with 100% accuracy. Now, at this point, I think it would be smart for the Biden administration to, you know, sit her down, put her on the bench, switch her out with somebody else. They're going to need a refresher. You'll see what I'm talking about if you just listen to this, guys. Go ahead, Mike.
Would the president ever apologize to the acquitted Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse for suggesting online and on TV that he is a white supremacist?
Well, let's be clear what we're talking about here. This is about a campaign video released last year that used President Trump's own words during a debate as he refused to condemn white supremacists and militia groups. And President Trump, as we know from history, and as many of you covered, didn't just refuse to condemn militia groups on the debate stage. He actively encouraged them throughout his presidency.
Pause. Sorry. I just got to read this for you real quick here. Jen Psaki obviously has never heard of the Constitution, because that's the first part of her job is she takes an oath to the Constitution. And got the Constitution here right in front of me. You can hear me folding through. I just want to read it exactly right. All right, here we go. Bill of Rights. You just heard her say, I'm no fan of Donald Trump. Donald Trump refused to condemn the militia. Reading you Article 2 from the job of Jen Psaki. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Continue. She's a loser, and I hate her, and I wish I could say the CU word. She's going on and on about these militias. Mike, play the clip, but she's going on and on about these militias like you're supposed to condemn them. That's the backbone of our republic. After the first day, it's a two-way. Two-way backs up one-way. Sorry, Mike, please continue.
So, what we've seen are the tragic consequences of that. When people think it's okay to take the law into their own hands instead of allowing law enforcement to do its job, and the president believes in condemning hatred, division, and violence.
Sorry, I'll shut up after this. Law enforcement is doing their job.
I mean, go ahead. Well, pause as many times as you need. Go ahead.
All right. So, taking the law into the own hand. Well, the Declaration says we give you guys the power to do this. We're giving you, and it's based on our consent. Taking the law into our hands is literally what you do in a participatory constitutional republic. Oh, but you're just going to leave it up to law enforcement. First of all, law enforcement started as catching runaway slaves. Our founding fathers were against law enforcement. You cannot support law enforcement and be pro-American at the same time. And then in Boston, they started as protectors of private merchants. And we're just going to let law enforcement do it. Well, according to a recent study that surveyed over 50 years of police data, police don't solve 96% of major crimes. And they kill about 6 people a day and the Constitution. Yeah, let's just leave it to them. You goddamn idiots. This, just let law enforcement do it. Don't take any weapons in your own hand and worry about self-defense. Just let the people that only have a 4% chance of solving a murder or rape, let them do it. Sorry, please continue, Mike. Yes, sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what was done in that video.
But if you're saying that it was just a campaign video, it wasn't. The president also gave an interview where he said this Rittenhouse was part of a militia coming out of Illinois. Have you ever heard this president referring to Trump say one negative thing about white supremacists? These are all things. None of this was proven in the trial. And Kyle Rittenhouse is saying that the president had actual malice in defaming his character. Is that what happened here?
The president spoke to the verdict last week. He has obviously condemned the hatred and division and violence we've seen around the country by groups like the Proud Boys and groups that that individual has posed in photos with. But beyond that, I'll leave it to his comments around the verdict.
Yeah, and she said nothing right at all the whole time there. He's not even a Proud Boy. Like, oh my God, she's such a sneaky little bitch. Oh my God.
Well, for most people, that was sneaky. Yeah. Because she had to duck and dodge. She dodged the question altogether, entirely. The first strategy here of her response was blame the last president. The next response is bring up other issues that are kind of related, but not. And then it's the we'll wait and see. All of these things that she brought up was deflection. Because you can't hold this politician responsible for something he says. No. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's absolutely unacceptable. Yeah. Listen, this is... Forget what Trump does. And as a matter of fact, these Trumpisms. You know, I don't want to hear anybody in the Biden administration say anything about Trump anymore. He's been in office coming up a year now. For real. It's time for you to get off the toilet, pull up your little panties, pull down your skirt, and walk the line. Okay? Get off the Trump dump.
And this is how powerful the media is. I don't want to say who, but one of my friends who's very awake, who I went to high school with, not as awake as you or I, but they'll share some awake stuff. They're not all the way down the rabbit hole, but they know what's going on. They too said, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist and all this other stuff. You know, maybe he is. I don't know. I'm not in his mind. I'm not in his heart. But it's just funny because he says he supports Black Lives Matter. And he only killed 3 white people. Or 2 white people or whatever it was. They're all white people, is my point. So this is the crazy world that we're living in. We got somebody who... regardless of what you think of Kyle Rittenhouse, went there and shot 3 white people and supports Black Lives Matter, and the president calls him, before the trial is done, a white supremacist, basically. Is he gonna do the same now and call Ghislaine Maxwell a child rapist? Is he going to call Jeffrey Epstein his buddy? A child rapist? Is he gonna say Bill Clinton, his buddy, who did Secret Service, or the omnipresent Bill Gates? 17 trips to Epstein Island? I don't know. Let's see. Or maybe he's mad at a 17-year-old kid for being racist when he didn't do anything racist. And I can see maybe he is racist. I don't know. I didn't follow that case as intently maybe as I should have. But it just this not only can she not answer the question, but she can't answer the question, and then she forms it as an attack against the very basic tenets of what it is to be free and what it is to be American. This is perfect brainwashing, perfect 1984. We're in it, guys.
Well, I would say it is actually, whether people want to ignore this fact or not, if Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist, guess what? That's his right to be. Okay?
That's right. In the United States, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe whatever you want. Even if you're a pedophile, like our president is, you can have thoughts and you can say, hey, I believe. Matter of fact, Alan Dershowitz, a legitimate pedophile, sue me, Dersh, sue me, who was accused right alongside Jeffrey Epstein by the same victims who are in court right now, who publicly argued that the age of consent should be 14. And people gave him crap about that, and he said, no, yeah, this is what's going on. These people are publicly arguing for the age of consent to be lowered, And they have the right to do it. Alan Dershowitz is in the freaking paper saying, yeah, I believe I should be able to rape 14-year-old girls. So why can't this guy be a white supremacist? I mean, white supremacy and pedophilia are pretty bad, but I'd rather have a white supremacist than a pedophile. But either way, as long as you don't act out acts of physical violence, you're allowed to do so. But they're villainizing the militia, which, hey, bitch, it's number two for your job.
Right. So they have to, again, that's how you know Kyle Rittenhouse is not one of the on-shelf, you know, NSA shooters, one of these mass shooters that were targeted by the government to do what it is that they want it done. Because he spoke out of hand. He spoke, he really came out of pocket, for sure. Wanting to play the narrative. They had some people there. I'm pretty sure this pedophile is one of them. I honestly believe this guy, this pedophile that got shot dead, was promised a child or something if he would go and cause ruckus at this rally. Now, again,
what just I said... Just think about
that, well,
too.
Well, hold on. What I said the other night, though, about... Listen, us black folks, we're going to stay... We've seen the school shootings. We know the government doesn't give a damn about us, so we got to look out for ourselves. We see maybe a possibly unhinged white guy with a rifle. We're moving somewhere else. We're going to position ourselves somewhere else, okay? Forget what you see in the movies about the black guy dying first, these horror movies and stuff. No, we will get the hell out of Dodge. We see stuff like that coming. This white guy screaming N-word this, N-word that, like he is a black person, trying to rally up some black people behind him because he's a wigger. No. Sorry, that he may have been able to rally some black people up against someone else, but not against white dude with an AR. Sorry. So, but that's the reason why O'Biden was speaking out of hand, though. That's the way it was supposed to work. They do want to run psychological warfare, and they still don't understand who it is that they're dealing with.
Well, think about it this way, baby.
We can't bend to them. They have to bend to us. They have to learn about us before they can have... They'll have to understand us before they can get anywhere with their BS psychological operations. But again, you've got these psychopaths that just... So used to just throwing money at stuff and dictating. They lose the grip on the game sometimes. And demonizing, yes, the civilian militia. Yeah, Trump was not going to do that. His voters were civilian militia people. Okay, no, of course he's not going to. He did say he was against white supremacy, but not against.
He said it like 17 times, too. And the thing is, when I talk about white supremacy, we got millions of black people in jail for a plant, the same plant George Washington grew, while this white pedophile raped like 5 kids and he was still on the street. I mean, that should show you white supremacy right there. When a white guy can go rape like 5 kids and he was still walking the streets. But a black guy, oh, you stole the... You allegedly, you didn't even steal, you allegedly stole an iron? We'll give you 30 years in jail. I mean, that's white supremacy. They're not attacking the prison industrial complex. They're not attacking the military industrial complex, which benefits them both and disproportionately affects so-called brown people. But no, we're going to stand up for the heroes. We're going to stand up against white supremacy while our heroes are a white guy who's a pedophile. And it's either the dude in Kenosha or Joe Biden, you take a pick. Those are your heroes.
It sickens me because what this smaller part of the bigger problem is profiling. We had, that's like If I were in this man's shoes, Kyle Rittenhouse's shoes, and shot up these people, they would be like, oh, this gangster, this gang member, this blood, this crypt, you know, gang violence. That would have been immediately chalked up to gang violence. Stereotyping, profiling. We have a president that profiles. Let that sink in, people. How are we going to stop our police officers from profiling people, being prejudiced, if our very own president is prejudiced and profiles?
How is he?
I still haven't had anybody tell me where to re-register a different race. Because I didn't vote for Joe Biden. If you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Exactly.
What else do I need to check on the list then?
How can you say that and survive? You guys know I'm no fan of Donald Trump. But imagine, just imagine, if Donald Trump would have said, if you're having trouble figuring out who to vote for, me or the other guy, then you're not black. Can you imagine, like, it's just the Democrats hate racism so much. I mean, pull three clips up from Biden. He's got many racist quotes. Jim Crow Joe has many, many racist quotes.
Jim Crow Joe.
I don't want my kids going up in them. He's the guy. He was the one that bragged about the crime bill. That's the thing. He's the guy that helped bring you the crime bill that locked up all the damn minorities.
Yep.
For the same, I mean, this guy is the most racist pedophile, and he's running the world, and it's everything that we hate, or said we hate, about Trump. Now he comes in and does it 1,000 times worse, and nobody bats an eye.
Nobody bats an eye. Yeah. Well, Mr. O'Biden, I will say this to you. I am black. I am a militiaman. And no, I didn't vote for you.
Correct.
So, choke on it. Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, I want to be sure in this next hour, when we open up the phone lines to the callers, Will, if you could dish out those numbers.
Yes, guys, before I tell you the phone number, get that patent pen ready. Get your smarty phone ready. Before I do, come visit us on TLBTalk.com. That is TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com. You can find it on your Brave browser. You can find it on Chrome. You can find it on Edge if you're a boomer. You can find it on Apple. You can find it on Android. Brand new social media platform. I'm on it. V helped create it. Theo's on it. We got all the cool people that got kicked off. This is a new version of Facebook, new version of Twitter. Only way better. There's no censorship here, guys. You get to say what you want. There's no little things on your meme. Well, actually, the World Health Organization said that's not true. Actually, Prince Andrew is a great guy. Actually, Joe Biden is not racist. We don't put any stuff like that on your stuff. All the groups, all the documents, like, you know, Alex Jones says, we have the documents. We actually have the documents. There's an entire section called documents where we just upload, oh, coronavirus, oh, patents for this, oh, stuff that you could never, ever hope to get over there. So all your old friends, everybody that got deleted, free speech, you guys have been asking for it. Here it is, TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com. Send me a friend request. Send me a friend request. Join me on Fake Mike Real News, the group over there, Red Pill Hardcore Radio. You're going to see the spiciest memes. And when you join a group, I'm not going to say, now, there's been somebody here talking about climate change. Hey, somebody has been a little vaccine hesitant. Do you sure? This is not official CDC stuff. You sure? Are you sure you really want to join this, boy? Nope. Nope. We believe you're smart enough to make your own decision. So find us at TLBTalk.com. And the number to call in, and I hope you call in the second hour, because, geez, I'm tired of hearing myself rant, but, I mean, we have to say this crazy stuff. The number is 512-248-8282, 512-248-8282, 248-8252. You can find us on republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen to all of our past casts there, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. And I would really like you guys to go to Tilby Talk and republicbroadcasting.org. Give 100, 200, 5, 10, 20 bucks. Help donate. These are two of the last places on the internet that we have free speech. And I know because I've been banned everywhere else. So once these are gone, I mean, the only free speech you're going to have is going to be whispering to your partner in the FEMA gulag. So find tlbtalk.com. Give us a donation. I don't get any of the money. I'm not part of it there. But the people, help us out over there, the Freedom of Speech platform. And republicbroadcasting.org, you can get all the past casts over there. You can find the number. That number to call in one more time before break, 512-248-8252. One last thing, guys. Go on Twitter. Go on Facebook. And take TLB Talk and make a post. Copy and paste. Say, hey, guys, tired of the bullshit stuff? You tired of Jack Dorsey's stupid beard and nose ring? You tired of a pedo robot named Mark Zuckerberg? Well, come on over to TLBTalk.com. V, you there, brother? Or can I just not hear anybody?
I don't know what happened to V, but FYI, I think Dorsey retired today.
I know today. He stepped down as the CEO, so we don't have to worry about him. V, can you hear us? All right. Well, we're going to go to break. We're going to try to connect with V. This has been the first hour of Red Pill Hardcore Radio. We're just going to be a few seconds. We're going to be back with your calls, more awesome stuff. Red Pill Hardcore Radio. Find us over on TLBTalk.com for Theo and for B and for the real Mike. This is Fake Mike. We'll be right back.
All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.